for Burlington, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva. Wind from the northwest at 18. Wind chill 3 above. For WGTD News, I'm Dave McGrath. 10 past 8, the morning show with Greg Berg is next.
Support for the morning show comes from the Carthage College Office of Continuing Studies, providing graduate and accelerated certification programs in education to start or advance a career in teaching. Convenient evening and summer courses are designed for the working adult. More information is available at carthage.edu/grad. Support for the morning show also comes from Andrea's, a Kenosha tradition since 1911, a unique shopping experience time and time again. And that's what brings you back. And don't forget about Jack's Cafe, Andrea's, 2401 60th Street, online at andreasgifts.com. And we welcome you to the Friday Morning Show on WGTD. I'm Gregory Berg. And we welcome you to the Friday Morning Show on WGTD HD, your gateway to public radio. I'm Gregory Berg, and it's so nice to be able to welcome back into our studios, as we do each and every month, Brian Albrecht, the president of Gateway Technical College. He finds his way across the hallway from his offices to join us to talk about something or other exciting related to Gateway Technical College and all of the things that are going on here. President Albrecht, we welcome you back to the program.
Good morning, Greg. It's great to be back. You know, every morning that I come into the building, I have a chance to acknowledge Dave McGrath. He's always doing the early news broadcast, and it's great to see him every morning, and you and Dave Cole. You guys work so hard to help provide information to our community, and we're proud to be able to support WGTD.
Well, we appreciate that. And I know that the focus of today's program is something that was an exciting announcement made just yesterday, and we'll get to that in just a moment. I know you have a couple of other things you want to tell us about, including the fact that February is National CTE Month. So first of all, tell our listeners what CTE stands for.
Yeah, I'll be happy to. It's actually been kind of the foundation of my professional career my entire life here. But CTE stands for Career and Technical Education. In the old days, maybe, you know, 20 or 30 years ago, people might have related it to the term vocational education. Hmm. It's evolved immensely over the time and certainly deserves the broader name of career and technical education. But it would include programs that we might be familiar with in technology education or business education, marketing, family consumer science, career development programs, anything that helps provide exposure to students about what future occupations might be like. And at the college level, we also support career and technical education because, of course, we're one of the pipeline strategies for students as they think about their high school experience going on to post-secondary, and Gateway being a technical college, we're career-focused, so all of our programs have an occupational twist to them. And February is designated each year to kind of showcase that effort a little bit and really raise the awareness by our community on the value of technical education and try to help assure that young people get an opportunity to come and visit our campuses. So we've been fortunate to be able to host a lot of students this month already, and we're only halfway through, so I know a lot more will be coming through. But just the other day, I was over at the Horizon Center. They had a whole group from Wilmont High School. They were there looking at the automotive programs, and the Racine School District sent two busloads over to the iMed Center to take a look at engineering programs, and really fortunate to be able to be so integrated into our community in which schools can feel comfortable coming over to the college to learn about careers, see our labs, meet our faculty, and really start to think about their career choices.
Excellent. So it's going to be a busy month observing this occasion, then.
It certainly is. You know, it's a perfect month for it because finally the weather's starting to get to a point where people feel like they want to be outside. So a little bus tour is a great thing to do, kind of break out of the traditional school setting a little bit. And our programs are so innovative. I mean, students are doing hands-on projects. Even when they come through on a tour, they get to touch and feel things and take a look at some of the great business partnerships we have. And it's also a good time of the year because a lot of those seniors are thinking about what do they want to do next year when they graduate from high school. And that's always right around the corner for most seniors. And if we can help them make that connection to Gateway and build that infrastructure of capacity, working with their counselors and their teachers and their parents about financial aid and really get them engaged in thinking about their future.
Speaking of partners, Gateway has a new partner, or maybe a partner that's evolving into a different role or something. But tell us about this new partnership you're so excited about.
I am always so proud of all of our great business partners, and they just continue to grow and evolve. And our community has so many resources to offer us. And a couple of weeks ago, we met some great colleagues, new friends from Dremel over in Racine. Mm. Dremel was actually founded in Racine in the early 1930s, so we've got kind of a history parallel track here. Gateway founded in 1911, but Dremel's come out with a new product line that really fits well with our work here at the college in additive manufacturing. It's a 3D printer, and many people probably don't even know that they make a 3D printer. It's a whole new division of their organization called Dremel 3D. We now have a couple of those at the Fab Lab, and we're working with Dremel to help build out some capacity around curriculum and provide exposure and hopefully an educational network for Dremel so they can expand their business and be a part of the educational delivery model. And for us, some of our local high schools are already using it. I know our great partnership at Lakeview Academy over in Kenosha, they use Dremel 3D printers, and we're excited about it because it's a local company. We can provide some value to it. I think that's wonderful. But more importantly, the product seems to be really conducive to the education market. It's very durable and has a lot of curriculum aligned with it already, and will continue to enhance the science, technology, engineering, and math initiatives that we have that many schools call STEM. And so we're grateful for Dremel and looking forward to their partnership.
How exciting, right? Yeah. In our backyard, right. Something like that. Speaking of Racine, I understand that Gateway is participating in an application process by the city of Racine to be designated, or certain sections of Racine designated, as something called a promise zone. What does that mean?
Yeah, that's correct, Greg. We've had a couple of events that helped to kind of bring information to our community around that. You may have caught in the local papers that there was 150 people that came to our town hall meeting to discuss kind of key issues around the promise zone concept. What that means is certain communities around the country have an opportunity to apply to the federal government to be designated as a promise zone. If you're selected as a promise zone, then the federal agencies align additional staffing toward you to help put you in a place that gives you additional points for grant applications, builds a stronger collaboration between organizations like housing development, transportation development, educational initiatives. So Gateway's a part of a consortium effort with the county of Racine, the city of Racine, a lot of the nonprofit organizations, and of course education tends to be at the center point for helping any community achieve success, but especially communities in where there's higher levels of poverty and lower levels of education attainment. So we've been pretty active in helping to design that application process, and we're very optimistic that we've put a good application together, and if we win, I think it's fantastic for the community. If we don't, we've learned an awful lot about each other, which is probably just as important, and we now know where we can strengthen our efforts in the community. We heard things that most people would be familiar with, transportation. It's hard to get downtown at some cases. We're a couple of miles away from the interstate. We heard some positive things about we got great natural resources. We talk a lot about Lake Michigan. Mm-hmm. We know we have some housing challenges, especially in some of the inner city areas. We're beginning to work more aggressively on mental health issues. That's a key component to us. And then certainly just the basic economics. How do we continue to create job opportunities in the inner city so that people can kind of live and work in the same region and not always have to travel somewhere else? So we'll continue to try to tackle those projects, and efforts like the Promise Zone create stronger collaborations between public and private nonprofit organizations.
Excellent. Before we get to our special guests, there's one more thing that you're going to be telling us about. It's a little bit of a head-scratcher, I must confess. Gateway evidently is going to be part of some kind of Google Hangout.
Yeah, I have to tell you what, I had to learn a little bit about it myself, Greg. Okay. I just like the name, the Google Hangout. Sounds like we're really hip or something.
Yeah, right.
Hip's probably not even a good word anymore. It sounds like we're really, I guess I'm showing my age here, but I'll stop on that. But yeah, I'm really proud of our team. Lydia Hernandez-Gazar, she's led an effort for us that gave us a designation about 6 months ago as a White House bright spot for services to Latino families. And when I say families, I mean families. We do a really nice job of trying to reach into our schools and work with students on issues around first-generation college access. But this effort really brought the families in. So we have now programs on English language learner programs for parents. We talk about what college success is like. We try to engage parents in a conversation around the future of their sons and daughters. And it was really a highlight for us over the last few months to be able to recognize Lydia and the entire team's work to bring that recognition to Gateway. And as a result of that, 8 colleges around the country have been selected to be a part of a, I'll call it a webinar. So it's an internet-based Google Hangout where we will field questions from the nation and share just a little bit about our success. And we're going to have hopefully one of our students that'll be involved and their parents. And I'm really excited about it, looking forward to being a part of that kind of national dialogue around how do we increase capacity within this country to provide all citizens access to higher education.
Excellent. That's exciting, and we'll want to hear about how that all goes with the Google Hangout. But now we turn our attention to something which was just announced to the public yesterday, and I know you're excited about the opportunity to expand on this, and I know that you've brought in two of our most frequent morning show guests and two of your closest and most treasured colleagues.
Absolutely. You know, I'm so proud of Gateway Technical College, and I think people probably recognize that when I get a chance to talk about it because it's nonstop for me, right? And I think back about the legacy that Gateway has been able to provide for our community and literally the tens of thousands of people that we've had a chance to have a direct impact on, whether it's through an education program, a training program, a re-engagement in the community effort, our support for nonprofit organizations, and to been able to have done that for over 100 years here in our community. Many folks don't even realize, because we've been here so long, that 1911 is when Gateway was founded, so there's been a tremendous amount of change over that time, but still a tremendous amount of need by our community to create points of access to Gateway. So we were proud to announce the Gateway Promise, which is a commitment, a renewed commitment to our community that we will work very hard on behalf of our community and our business partners to provide financial resources to allow all students, all that are interested in Gateway, to create direct access from high school to college. And it's a major initiative that has been touted across the nation as America's College Promise, and we're going to learn a little bit today about how it works for Gateway and what some of the potential impacts are. But I think what my really big shining star on this whole thing is it's going to continue to foster a dialogue around kitchen tables in our homes throughout our communities around, have I prepared myself to go to college? Has my family been able to send me to college financially? Is it affordable? And how do I build capacity within myself as an individual, a young person, to be able to take that next step and be not only successful in the academic world, but also now linked to a career occupation in which you can live, work, play, and raise a family in our home community. And that in itself is really what the mission of Gateway is about for over 100 years, to help people find that inner strength to become successful at whatever skill that and knowledges that they want to obtain and achieve. So we do have two very special guests, the experts in the area. They've worked on this for 6 months already and are probably tired of me asking questions about, are you sure this is going to work? How are we going to pull this together? And they have really done an outstanding job of really preparing Gateway for this major movement over the next several generations. But Zena Haywood, our Executive Vice President and Provost, is with us. And Zena's been instrumental in gathering data from around the country, other colleges that have been working in this arena, and really trying to embed those concepts into the infrastructure of Gateway, because it is different now. We're going to register students different, be networked with high schools a little different, and really find different ways that we can create the career interests of our students. And then Stephanie Skilba is with us also, who is, of course, our Vice President for Community and Government Relations and does all things related to the community. This program would not work if it were not community-based. And so the funds that are generated are from private sector contributions, which means we have to continue to build relations with our community. They're embedded in the philosophy around the alignment of pathways between K-12 and post-secondary, so we need to have that wide exposure around career development, career opportunities. And it really needs to be done in a way that creates a brand identity so that students know that what the Gateway Promise is and what they must consider doing as early as third grade, even second grade, to get themselves ready for that next step. So it's creating that unique brand around getting ready for college at a very early age. So I welcome both of them to the program, and we're excited to share with our community what we just recently announced in our Gateway Promise.
Excellent. Good to have both of you here, and good to have you back. Zena Haywood, we're especially glad you can be here because I know you've been battling laryngitis. We're glad your voice has made a comeback.
It's slowly coming back. Thank you.
Yeah, glad you're here. The last time we talked, it was right on the cusp of a new semester. How is everything going on Gateway's campuses?
Everything is going very well. In fact, this is the first semester of our gas utility construction and service program. We're excited about starting that new program. We also have 5 Provost Honors Program research projects this semester. Mm-hmm. The community may not know that we do undergraduate research here at our technical college. And this semester we have 5 projects that our students are doing, 2 in microbiology, 1 in human services, and 1 in graphic communications, and 1 in child development. And it's been going, actually the program is going to be showcased in Madison this month at the Wisconsin Technical College Student Showcase. So we're really excited about what's happening with that program. The Kenosha Bookstore is under construction. It's being expanded, and we're actually moving it so it's closer to student services where students register and also the areas where students gather. So we're excited about that. We also have expanded and, as you probably know, opened the Elkhorn Campus Manufacturing Center this semester. So a lot of things are going on at the college, and already next week registration starts for summer. So we are, it just never stops. So we are going very well this semester.
I actually had to stop in the hallway the other day because I saw the poster, register for summer. Yes. And I was like, wow, I must have missed spring already. It goes so fast. Yeah. So I think Zena's absolutely right. Just a reminder to all of our listening audience that education is a year-long process here at the college. And anytime that you're interested or know of someone that's interested, have them stop by. We've got a lot of exciting things happening all the time at Gateway, and new programming and new opportunities for our community to get involved.
Absolutely. Stephanie Scuba, you're, of course, really, really busy yourself, not only with the Gateway Promise, but with just about every community-related special event. And there have been a couple of them recently, including, of course, Governor Walker's visit to the Kenosha campus and something called National Signing Day. Tell our listeners about that.
Absolutely. So we were really honored to have the governor here as part of his State of the State tour. This tour was something that he's doing, visiting all of the technical colleges around the state of Wisconsin and really talking about the important role that the technical colleges serve in the communities and the impact that dual credit has. So there was a lot of discussion around dual credit offerings for the high school students. And so as part of his visit, we were able to extend the invitation to some high school students who had an opportunity to also spend time with the governor while he was here. So that was a great day for us here at the college. And then National Signing Day is next week on the 19th or the 18th. It's on the 18th. And that day is a day that we get to celebrate those students that have made a commitment to Gateway Technical College. Very similar to what you would see an athlete do when they make a commitment to go to a school, to play a sport. They get together and they sign and there's pictures taken and there's a lot of excitement and energy around that. This is our second year of creating an event very similar to that for these students. Those students that want to come to Gateway Technical College, they come here, we celebrate them, they all go up on stage, they talk about their programs, they sign their intent, they also get a great hat, get their pictures taken with Rudy, and so it really is a great day to celebrate those students that have made the commitment to come to the college.
Great idea.
I think those are so unique, those experiences for our students. You know, we do a lot with just exposure of careers to students, but now the next step is actually help them become proud of their profession, their choice. Make sure that they know that Gateway, it represents that collegiate feel to it, and the signing day helps to bring that all about. And really honor the work that they've done in high school and help their parents become more engaged and involved in understanding that this is a pretty extensive choice they've made. Our programs have high academic rigor along with them. They're aligned with work-based learning experiences. So students are making quite a commitment here. And actually, at a very early age, 17, 18 years old, to make that professional commitment, what an honor for us to be able to celebrate the students that do that.
Very good. So, Stephanie, you've been very, very involved in this thing called the Gateway Promise right from the start. Explain the start of this, the gestation of it. I mean, what sort of tripped this into being?
Absolutely. Brian mentioned it a little bit earlier that this has been a conversation that has been going on for over a year across the country, starting with the America's College Promise, and something that the president really spoke about this idea during his State of the Union address last year. This is an idea that students are able to receive free tuition for technical and community colleges across the country. It's a very intriguing idea, and one that, of course, we at the college have taken a look at to see how it would benefit us and benefit our community. And so for about the past 6-7 months, we have gathered as a committee and a group of people to really take a look at what does it mean for us? How can we help our students? Is this something that would be of value to our communities? Because some of the areas that we want to certainly address are the fact that there are so many high school students that once they graduate, they don't know what their next step is. So through the College Promise, the Gateway Promise, we are, you know, hopefully able to get them moving down a path a little sooner than what they potentially would be. We also, these students, it's about student success. So when students come and they have that gateway experience, and we want them to be successful while they're here during their education at the college. And the one of the other key components to this is really the economic development aspect of it. What this is allowing us to do and to assist with in our communities is the fact that we're getting the students, the high school students, into the college sooner. So we get them sooner. They're making their decision. They're going through our programs, which means they're receiving the training, they're graduating sooner, which means that they're being successful in a career sooner here in southeastern Wisconsin. So there are many components about why it came up and what are some of the impacts that we believe that it will have for our community. But it's been, you know, 7 months of meetings once a week in a small room, great conversations around the success of these students.
Yeah, it takes a lot of planning. And a lot of forecasting, too, a lot of data analysis, how many students are potentially impacted, and, you know, kind of working closely with our school districts to understand what services are currently available to students and how can we amplify those in some ways and be a part of that integrated discussion on career planning for students.
So, Zena, take us into the nuts and bolts of this a little bit about exactly how this works. I mean, there is sort of this banner idea of a gateway education essentially being available to anybody, but how does that work financially, and how does this how do people become part of it?
Well, it's really a comprehensive access and completion program for high school graduates beginning with the class of 2017. It's when you hear about free tuition, of course, that brings up the mind of access. But what we've put together is really about access and completion. For the last 10 years, we've been working on retention and completion, the completion agenda. So this really is a component of what we really believe in.
So in other words, so the program is not just about getting them in the door.
Absolutely
it's about
not.
Seeing them through to the end of it.
Exactly. As Stephanie talked about, it's about them getting jobs and being successful in the community. But there are some eligibility criteria attached to the program. They have to apply for admission to a financial aidable program, which is all of our associate degrees and some of our technical diplomas as well. They have to have a minimum 2.0 GPA after their junior year. They have to have a composite score of 16 on the ACT test. They have to have on-time high school graduation according to what their school determines is on time. And it has to be a high school in the Tri-County area, Racine, Kenosha, and Walworth County. Or they have to actually live in Walworth or Kenosha or Racine County. And yes, we also will accept homeschool students, so it's not just from a high school. They have to have a expected family contribution as calculated by the federal government through the free application for federal student aid or the FAFSA. They have to have a contribution of $3,000 or less. And they must attend Gateway the fall immediately after high school. Again, this is about getting early access and completion and getting a job. So once they meet the criteria and are in the program, they have to attend a three-week, what we're calling a Promise Scholars Summer Bridge Program, which is actually an intense immersion into college. And they will be doing that the summer before they start their studies in the fall. So they'll get an immersion into student life, into the academic rigor, as President Albrecht talked about. There'll be some remediation work if needed. We're going to be having math labs, many writing and reading courses for them during that time. And they will also be developing an academic plan so they can finish within the 3 years that they'll be eligible for this free tuition. They'll also discover their strengths and learn how to use those in their course of study. They're also going to have some fun. It's going to be, I mean, we're planning cookouts and all kinds of fun stuff. And it will be like new student orientation on steroids is really what it's going to be like for them.
Right.
They have to maintain a 2.0 program grade point average while they're in the program here at Gateway. And they also have to engage in student activities. There is research that shows that students who are engaged at the college are more likely to persist and to complete. So we built that into our program where they have to participate in either co-curricular clubs. It could be non-curricular clubs like student government or multicultural clubs. or they can study abroad, they can do service learning. There's so many opportunities to get engaged, and we want to make sure that these students participate in some of those activities. They have to attend selected workshops, career planning, job readiness, time management, all those types of things, study skills, and they must apply for financial aid every year. And again, they must be full-time every semester, which is 12 to 18 credits, and they have to attend two semesters during the academic year. As you know, we have a three-semester academic year, and they can choose any two of those and go full-time. And the result is they get free tuition and fees for six semesters or 3 years, up to $10,500. And they earn, at the end of that, they earn a degree that can really change their life. And that's really what this program is about.
Wow. I am so excited about this. I mean, you think about just the idea of student engagement and the experiences that they're going to be afforded here by becoming a part of the Gateway experience and being a part of our community in a new and different way through service learning or some effort to give back to the community. And on top of all of that, continue to strengthen their academic skills so they're successful in college and how that can set a new trajectory for themselves and for all of their family. But to add the linkages back to career opportunities and the nearly 90% job placement rate that Gateway holds right now, and to think about someone, you know, 16, 17, 18, and now maybe completing by the age of 20 or 21 and on a career path for success, that is a remarkable opportunity for our community. So extremely proud that Gateway is taking this major initiative forward to help our young people become a part of our community so that they can go to school here and get jobs here and raise their families here.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Stephanie, I've never really heard of a program quite like this. I don't know, though, how unique this is. I mean, is this something that Gateway has really created on its own from scratch, or is this being patterned after something that you've maybe seen at other schools?
So we are beginning to see Promise programs pop up across the country. And one that people talk about is really the entire state of Tennessee. They created a Promise program that is statewide and utilized statewide. In Wisconsin, though, there's about four technical colleges that have developed a Promise program, with the closest one to us being at Milwaukee Area Technical College. The unique thing, though, about the Promise programs and what you're able to do through the Promise programs is develop them based on the needs of your community. What are the needs that we have, and how do we want to develop our program? Every program will have something very similar. They will have similar components to it. But we have been able to develop a few unique aspects to our Gateway Promise program here at the college. And Zena mentioned a couple of them, one being the fact that we are 3 years. A lot of the Promise programs are only 2 years in length, but we, in taking a look at what we want to offer our students and how a student can move through our programs, we felt that giving them the 3 years to complete is allows them to actually complete their education. And another component is a component that we're all very excited about, and that is the engagement component and the requirement for them to become engaged in the college community and from an engagement perspective. So, you know, the Promise programs are starting to pop up, but we're able to really create them for the needs of what we want in our own communities.
So this bears some resemblance, but this is Gateway's own program, crafted carefully for this particular community.
Correct.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, really, to meet the needs of our area school districts. What are our high schools already doing? How can we link tighter to those high schools to help students understand the value of their local technical college and to create greater awareness by our community that Gateway is a pipeline to the workforce within our region? And we want to be a part of the discussion around solving the skills gap and making sure that our employers have great accessible employees, as well as an economic development tool. So when new companies are considering moving to a region of the country or a region of the state, they look here because we're invested in preparing a future workforce.
Zena, maybe you could talk a little bit about the connection that President Albrecht just mentioned, the strengthening the connection to our high school, to our high school students, and probably even younger students in order for something like this to really be as successful and widespread as you hope it will be.
Yes, definitely. It has strengthened those connections, and we plan to do more. And that's why we like the word promise, because it's a vow you make regarding something that will happen in the future. And so we want students, even as young as elementary school, to know that college is in their future. And that's one of the reasons we're starting the program with 2017 high school graduates, because juniors right now are thinking about where they're going to go next year. And that's why we wanted to take a year and plan this program. So we want this year's juniors to get excited about college and know that Gateway promises for them, that college is within their reach. We also developed the program with input from some of our K-12 partners. We talked to them about the test score requirement, the grade point, and all the components that students would be looking for. And just this Tuesday, our committee said we're starting a committee to work on communication. In elementary school and middle school is going to be a part of that communication process that we're going to be setting up.
Very good. Stephanie, tell us about some of the ways in which Gateway plans to reach out to area schools and teachers and parents and so on to help them know about Gateway Promise.
Absolutely. Well, we're very excited to be able to talk about it because we've been talking about it internally for so long. And because of the fact that we were able to announce it yesterday, now we can really begin to share this opportunity with individuals in our communities. So in working with the high schools, we are in the process of a marketing campaign that will be actually out in those high schools now. We currently have a strong connection in our high schools with individuals from the college being in our high schools at least once a week. We are working with those individuals to ensure that they're working with the superintendents, the principals, the counselors, and the students to let them know that this is an opportunity for students. And the parents, reaching out to those parents. So we're looking at the PTAs. We're looking at where those people are, where the people are, and we're going to them. So this is something that is truly a grassroots marketing campaign. We're not expecting them to sit on their couch and we're going to just hopefully have them see the information. We're going out to the communities and really sharing the story about what this promise is because we do believe that it can certainly impact so many students in our community.
Absolutely.
And I think part of it is we want to build some momentum within the student body itself. So a lot of students on campus yesterday, we broadcast into the area high schools. We're creating greater awareness about the opportunity and connecting the faculty with the teachers in the high school. That's always a critical component. Mm-hmm. And we've been real strong in that area for over 20 years already, initiatives in Tech Prep and College Connections and School to Work and all the efforts to try to build some alignment. This adds to that conversation. Mm-hmm. Around it's one thing to align your curriculum. It's another thing to make a conscious decision that you're going to go on to post-secondary education because to hold a GPA of 2.0 doesn't happen your senior year. You've got to begin to plan that all the way back in middle school to be ready for post-secondary.
Stephanie, tell us about the money aspect of this. How is this funded?
Yes. So this really is what we believe is a community initiative. And for programs like this to succeed, we really do need the funds in order to help with the financial component of it. And so what we have been doing for the last few months is really talking to our community partners, our business partners, and looking for their support in this, their financial support for this. Technical College, the Gateway Technical College Foundation, is supporting the initiative with the development of an endowment fund for us. So we have a way for those funds to be received. And the foundation has also generously supported the initiative by donating $100,000 to begin that endowment for us.
Wow.
So we're really excited about the community members that have really stepped up to the plate to help us already financially support this. And we have a goal. We reached our first goal before the February 11th date that we needed to reach it by. And so we're really excited for that. But then we have a long-term goal for that. And our long-term goal will allow this program to be a program that will be here forever, that will be the legacy for Gateway Technical College. So this really is being supported financially by our business partners, by our community partners, and those private donors that really believe that, you know, there is a need for the education.
Yeah, it reminds me of, I can only imagine in 1911, a group of people sitting around in a room deciding that they needed a continuation school at that time to help prepare a workforce, and the big decisions they had to make around how do we fund it and pay for it. And this conversation is so important for us, too, because we want this to be something that will last 100 years, 200 years down the road. So the endowment process is absolutely critical. And everyone can help, and that's what's so great about it. Through an endowment, it's a pool of money that's set aside, and we're only using the interest that's generated. So the larger the pool, the more interest that's generated, the more students that can participate. So I would just add that a $10 donation and a $100 donation is as valuable as a $100,000 donation. So if there's anyone listening that is interested in learning more but also participating in our Gateway Promise Endowment Program, please call us here at the college or check out our website at gtc.edu/foundation, and you can see more information on how you can participate. But we need everyone's help. It's a big initiative, a big goal, but as Stephanie mentioned, a cornerstone for our legacy going forward will be to assure that every family in the three-county area has the conversation about college access and has the financial capabilities to go.
Zena Haywood, tell us what you think is going to be the impact of this on Gateway's sort of overall student body, aside from these young people for whom the program is specifically tailored. I suspect that one of the reasons you want to do this is because the Gateway as a whole is somehow going to benefit from this.
Yes, of course, it'll increase the number of graduates that we have every year. But an increase in the number of students who attend Gateway directly after high school will actually change the demographics of the college. Our average age right now is 30 years old. Since I've been here, it's fluctuated between 28 and 31. So this could be interesting dynamic for faculty as well as for the non-traditional college-age students that we have on campus. So that's a dynamic that we're looking into as well. It also will change the campus environment and have more students staying on campus. 90% of our students are part-time. We're talking about having more full-time students on campus, which means they come for the part-timers come for a class or two, but the Promise students and other students who are here full-time are staying on campus for longer periods of time. So that could change things as simple as food service when we offer those types of things. So in gathering spaces, do we have enough of those for students who will be on campus? Since we don't have dormitories, we have to think about those types of things. Yeah. So it really could change the college in some fantastic, exciting ways.
Stephanie, tell us about kind of the last stages leading up to yesterday's big announcement. I imagine there was a whole lot of stuff going on behind the scenes.
Yes, there was a lot going on behind the scenes. And yesterday was an absolutely fantastic day and one that truly started with the idea of we were just going to have a 30-minute program. That's what we were going to do. But once the committee got together and really talked about how we wanted to make this announcement and about that program, it just really expanded into so much more than 30 minutes. So yesterday we had a donor's breakfast for those individuals that have committed their financial support to the Promise. We had resource tables that allowed individuals to see the additional resources that are there for these students, such as financial aid opportunities, alumni programs, tutoring capabilities here at the college. But we also had high school assemblies yesterday. So if a high school couldn't come to the college, we had schools that actually hosted assemblies in their own buildings because it was webcast. The program was webcast. We had buses of students coming, so we had over 150. We had 200 students, over 200 students yesterday on campus, just with us on the celebration yesterday. We had speakers, of course, talking about their support for the program, and then we had tours. So it was so much more than 30 minutes just saying, here is a program that we want. It was so encompassing, and the excitement yesterday was just wonderful that we were excited to be able to share it to everybody. So a lot of work behind the scenes from, you know, what does the facility look like, moving furniture and all, making sure we had the space for the many people that came yesterday. But it was a great day with a lot of work, but so excited to be able to share the opportunity out to the community.
Yeah, the first of what might be the a fireworks demonstration where the first one, everybody's excited and ooh and ah. And, of course, now there's all the work that needs to happen in order to keep it all going. But I was just – every time I go to an event at Gateway, I learn more about the college, first of all. I become more engaged and more proud of the work that our teams are doing. And I watch the students and the enthusiasm and the optimism they have in their eyes and the questions they're asking. And you think about 3 years from now, 4 years from now, they'll be graduates and they'll be providing leadership for our community. And what a great, what a great opportunity we have here at Gateway to be a part of that.
Sure. Well, the big announcement has been made. So now, Zena Haywood, the hard work begins.
Yes,
so
it does.
What are some of the what are some of the bridges, for instance, that sort of figuratively and literally need to be built now?
Well, as we speak, faculty are working on a developing curriculum for the math labs and the mini courses that we talked about. So students will be able to get any remediation they need before they start classes in the fall. We're working with the testing center manager, understanding the diagnostics behind the ACT test so we can actually place students better, give them exactly what they need, not a full course, but exactly what they need so they can be successful. We're finalizing a kickoff event for Promise students and parents that we're looking to hold May of 2017. We're developing those communication systems that I talked about earlier, not just with elementary and middle school students, but with students and parents as they're going through the program here at Gateway. We're meeting with academic advisors and guidance counselors from the high schools, faculty, and other frontline staff here at Gateway. So there's a lot of things going on to make this program happen. Mm.
What about this matter of these bridges to the high schools and is there any potential for those newer, deeper connections that are being built being of benefit even to students that aren't necessarily part of this specific Gateway Promise program?
Absolutely. We've had new student specialists in the high schools, as Stephanie mentions, for a few years now. So those connections will still be there, and they really support all students at all of the high schools. And all the students that come to Gateway are eligible to participate in all the support services that we have, free tutoring, the academic success workshops, the job readiness workshops, all those types of things, financial aid. The only difference is that for Promise students, it's not going to be optional. Hmm. So they're going to be required to do those things, whereas all students have the opportunity to participate.
Yeah, I think it's a terrific model. You know, I think back about some of the best practices that I see around the country and some of the concepts of middle college or early college, you know, direct transition. And we have many of those. There are hundreds of students that come to Gateway every year, their senior year, and take some classes with us. Our CNA program is a good example, Certified Nursing Assistant. We certify hundreds of young people at the high school level, and our fire science program does, our EMT program. But you think about that senior year, if you're making that choice starting your sophomore, junior year to become a Gateway Promise student, your senior year is going to have such a tight relationship with Gateway that you actually will be acting and responding like a college student your senior year in high school. Hmm. So your transition is going to be so much more solid, and you'll be prepared so much better for it, which will lead toward college success, and it won't be kind of a surprise of what the expectations are once you get to college, because as many of us have experienced, you graduate from high school and then you just go off and try to figure it all out. We're going to help young people figure it out earlier. Mm.
Right. Stephanie, it's probably a really premature question, but I'm just curious if you have even an inkling of the sort of the interest that is out there about this. I mean, it's obviously not been public for more than a day, but from some of the preliminary discussions that have been going on behind the scenes, do you have a sense of how big the response is going to be?
We have heard from many people with many questions. That's been the great thing. There have been so many questions about it because there's an interest in it. What we are finding extremely beneficial is the fact that this is starting a conversation. It's starting the conversation sooner because they realize now that there's an opportunity for them. Where in the past, for some students, that opportunity may have not been there. The schools, the counselors are really beginning to embrace the concept and ensuring that the students are hearing about it, that the parents are being informed, so that the parents can see that there is an opportunity for their students to receive an education down the line.
Hmm. Exciting. So, Zena, are there specific goals for just how far this would take off, how high this is going to fly? I mean, how large this program is going to become? Or are you just starting it and then waiting and seeing what's going to happen?
Well, we always start with the end in mind. So our big goal is to have 40% of the high school graduates in our district come directly to Gateway. And you may think that's a not, but believe it or not, we get very close to 40% of the high school graduates, but it's usually 2 and 3 years out. So it's that's why we know it's an attainable goal and one we think we can get to with the Promise program. I know you've heard our vision of being a model college, and that's really this will also fit into that because we know a lot of schools and institutions are looking at this type of program, and we think our model is going to be one that they will pattern after in the future because of all the different components and because it's about retention. It's about completion as well as access. So that's really kind of our goal, really is to increase retention, increase graduation, and ultimately increase job placement rates for students in the community.
Yeah, I think Zena hits on some really key points there. When you think about the fact that students graduate from high school and make some choice, sometimes they go off to a university and then end up coming back and maybe haven't completed as far along as they could have. But within a couple of years, they're back at Gateway. So they've lost 2 to 3 years of really some prime time in their life to be able to help build the foundation for long-term success. And so we want to try to help students achieve that success at an earlier age. So when they start at Gateway, they still have all of those years ahead of them. Mm. They can go to the university. They can transfer on. They can begin their career. They can advance and do all types of different things. But as we look at sort of the demographics of the community and how we can be a stronger advocate for building a solid workforce and building that alignment, we do all of this in partnership with our universities, and many of our programs already have direct alignment. So we hope that students see this as a starting point and see Gateway as a college of first choice so that they come here early, obtain the academic skills so that if they do move on, which we hope many of them do, that they're prepared and ready and they understand what it takes to get a bachelor's degree, master's degree, doctorate degree, whatever degree that they want to, and build that capacity in our community. So they've started some work experience here. They have a resume that's being built up already, and they have an infrastructure of how education can be a valuable tool for them as they go forward in their life.
Excellent. Stephanie Skilba, if people want still more information about the Gateway Promise, what should they do?
All right. So if you have a connection to the high school, if you have a student that is in the high schools, your really first line of contact would be with the new student specialist that's in that high school. Hmm. So you could go directly to that individual from the college that is working in the high schools across our district. Or it's really simple. You can go to our website, www.gtc.edu/promise, and all of the information is there regarding the Gateway Promise.
Excellent. Well, this has been really, really exciting and fun to hear a lot more about what was announced yesterday with such fanfare. Zena Haywood, Executive Vice President and Provost, we're glad you were able to join us today. Voice recovered, and it's always a delight to have you here. And Stephanie Skilba, Vice President for Community and Government Relations here at Gateway. Great to have you here as well.
Thank you.
And, of course, Brian Albrecht, the President of Gateway Technical College, thank you so much for being part of this.
My pleasure. I promise to be back next month.
Very good. I'm Gregory Berg. Monday on the morning show, we welcome back into our studios Professor Art Sear from Carthage College to offer his analysis of current events. Tuesday's program will include a preview of a couple of different upcoming concerts, including one by the newly formed Bell Ensemble in Racine. Their next concert is called Northern Lights. On Wednesday, you'll hear my conversation with Jane Bryant Quinn. She is one of the country's leading commentators and experts on personal finance, and she's written a wonderful new book called How to Make Your Money Last, The Indispensable Retirement Guide. Also, we'll talk to the author of a book called Divorce Demystified. Thursday, we'll talk to Carthage professor Yuri Maltsev about his recent trip to South Africa. And Friday's morning show will be a look at literacy. Support for the morning show comes from Andrea's, a Kenosha tradition since 1911. A unique shopping experience time and time again, and that's what brings you back. And don't forget about Jack's Cafe. Andrea's, 2401 60th Street. Online at andreasgifts.com. Support for the morning show also comes from the Carthage College Office of Continuing Studies, providing graduate and accelerated certification programs in education to start or advance a career in teaching. Convenient evening and summer courses are designed for the working adult. More information available at carthage.edu/grad. Our weather forecast is for cloudy skies this morning, a little bit of sunshine this afternoon, but cold. The high of 19 and winds up to 25 miles an hour. We'll be under a wind chill advisory from midnight until 9 a.m. Under partly cloudy skies, bitterly cold temperatures, a low overnight of 2 below, wind chills to 22 below. Sunny tomorrow and a high of just 10. Warming up a little on Sunday with 1 to 2 inches of light snow possible. This is W.